Well, good morning and welcome to yet another She Speaks For Today. It's the 13th day in the month of April 2021. My name is Maureen Alexander. I'm your host of She Speaks. This morning, we are honored to have a beautiful, quite aspiring young lady in our company. She's been doing quite a lot, and we are excited to get into her stint this morning. Her name is Anya Edwin. This is going to be our guest. So it might be a good time for you to link somebody up. If you're, that's your reminder. We are also live via our Facebook feed on the official page of Radio Caribbean International. So you might want to switch on over there if you'd like to get a little bit more personal with us on the inside of the show this morning. Because there we do a live feed. Well, live feed in terms of me. You see me live. But our guests, since the COVID, we have restricted to phone conversation. But you'll get to see the young ladies. Beautiful young lady. We've got a picture of her profile is up there, so you can actually get to view her as well. So those of you who are overseas and want to get a little bit more insight as to what's going on and the exact person that we're speaking to, you might just want to log on to our live feed on our Facebook page. And those of you on our frequency and other places, well, good morning and welcome. Tell you what. Let's now just take a word from our partners, the fine folks who have seen the need to come on board and support this program full time. Let's give some respect to them this morning. The Bank of St. Lucia, of course, all the bank you need has been there with us, rallying from almost inception in it. Right. And then recently we've got Court St. Lucia bringing value home, definitely adding some value to our product here on the inside of She Speaks. So let's take in a word from them and we'll be back and to start the conversation.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
There's never a bad time to feel good. At Quartz, we've got all you need to make your home more comfortable and enjoyable, all at the best prices. Save on electronics and smart devices. Great deals on furniture and appliances. Get it now with Ready Finance, and we'll pay your first and last installments. So it's all about feel-good days. Brought to you by Quartz, bringing value home. Conditions apply.
Well, good morning and welcome. Those of you who have joined us, it's a pleasure to have you this morning. Let's get right into the conversation. This young lady's got quite a lot to talk about this morning. Quite a mouthful this morning. So let's start the conversation. Anya, good morning.
Good morning, Maureen. Good morning to all the listeners, both in St. Lucia and abroad.
Welcome to She Speaks.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, it's a pleasure.
I was quite, when they sent me, because I wasn't sure, I didn't do that booking. So when I saw that, I say, oh, we've got a little young blood in there this morning. I like this.
Yes, Tammy reached out to me after my appointment. Well, the announcement of my appointment to the board of directors of the National Community Foundation.
Yes, we
did. And I was extremely elated for the invitation, especially given that it is Youth Month. And I'm about to launch a women empowerment program at the ending of this month under the National Youth Council banner.
Oh, boy. Well, let me tell you, like I said, there's a lot to discuss this morning. So let's now first start, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us a little bit about Anya. Who are you? Where were you born? What was childhood like? What were some of the things that you liked? Well, you look like you was a little booky. We want to know everything. Did that start from childhood? All of that ambition and that drive that you have to be so, you know, productive. Was that from a childhood stuff? What were you like as a child? Tell us, where were you born?
Most definitely. Well, yes, Anya Edwin. I'm currently 28 years old. I celebrate my birthday the last day of the year. I'm a New Year's Eve baby.
Okay. Oh, boy. Mommy must have been so mad. Everybody go out there and enjoying ringing in New Year. Mommy in hospital screaming.
In hospital, yes, in labor. But I am from the community of Castries. I was born on Leslie Land Road. Then I moved to Riverside Road and then Marsha, where I spent almost 16 years of my life.
Wow.
And eventually I migrated to Grand-Rivière Grocery Store.
That's a lot of movement right there.
But a lot of movement.
I like it though. I like the fact that it didn't slow down your ambition and your process and your drive at all. As a matter of fact, probably would have fueled it.
Precisely. It most definitely fueled it and added to it. So I went to Happy Maria Girls School. Mm-hmm. I started in performing arts and dances, the camp dancers. And then when I moved to Cassius Comprehensive Secondary School, I joined the Silver Shadow Performing Arts Academy, which I think you have a daughter in. I'm not sure if you have a still enrolled, but I remember you dropping your daughter off at dance on Sunday.
She moved, but yes, she used to be there. So that's right.
Yeah. All right, but during my time at Silver Shadow Performing Arts Academy, I really became involved in performing arts culture, first under the leadership of Barry George, who I'm very grateful for, and I was introduced to pageantry during that time as well. So.
Yes, quite a stint there. Wow. But like childhood, what was the household like? You have siblings, you have brothers and sisters. Mommy alone? Was it daddy? What was it like growing up? What are some of the principles that was part of your household as well that you think molded and shaped you into the person you are today?
I grew up in an extended family, mm-hmm. where my grandmother was the head of the household, and they migrated from the countryside mm-hmm. into the city. And of course, it was not a house where we grew up with a spoon in our mouth. Some people say silver, gold spoon, but we grew up with no spoon. So
right.
My grandmother was a vendor. She had to hustle away through. My mother was a housekeeper. She worked housekeeping jobs on and off.
Right.
And we definitely had to struggle our way through
mm-hmm.
and depend on the few persons that had income coming into the house. And it was really a large family. And you'd understand too why we were moving so much. I mean, when I moved to Grand-Rivière, it was with my brother and then eventually on my own. But when I lived in the city, we went from one inner city coming to the next, it's because, of course, we had very limited means to live within.
Wow.
And, of course, we had to stretch it as much as possible to ensure the entire family survive on what was available to us.
Oh,
and you asked me earlier what inspired or what kept me fueled and motivated. It really was, I grew up in a situation, a family where poverty was something that was the nose was. And, of mm-hmm. course, I fortunately was one of the few persons who leave the inner city communities or graduate out of the poverty cycle,
mm-hmm.
and I used the circumstances, the situations, the stories that were around me
mm-hmm.
to fuel my passion and motivated me to not stay within the cycle. Of course, I know that I had to break the poverty cycle, if not somebody before me in the family did it, but I know that I had to do it for myself
mm-hmm.
and, of course, for the rest of the generations behind me, especially my little sister, who is really my biggest motivation.
Oh, gosh. Girl, listen, man. Tammy did well roping you in this morning. We needed you today. We definitely needed you today. Now, that being said, so now we have a perfect foundation as to where your background and where you're coming from. Like you said, no gold spoon involved in all of that here. You had to make it, and it had to be you putting your mind to it. So let's take a word from our sponsors, and let's come back down to now to some of your accomplishment to date, because it's quite extensive.
Yes, it is.
I'm coming from where you're coming from, you know, and I'm excited to now get into, let's shed the light on some of the accomplishment despite of everything. Let's take a word from the sponsor, and we're coming back. The Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need. And, of course, Courts St. Lucia, bringing value home.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucian way, we like family. Always there. Helping you and me, BOSL Nuce for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
There's never a bad time to feel good. At Quartz, we've got all you need to make your home more comfortable and enjoyable, all at the best prices. Save on electronics and smart devices. Great deals on furniture and appliances. Get it now with Ready Finance, and we'll pay your first and last installments. So it's all about feel-good days. Brought to you by Quartz, bringing value home. Conditions apply.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is She Speaks on Radio Caribbean International. My name is Maureen, your host, and we are happy to host the awesome and wonderful and very, very, very talented, very ambitious Anya Edwin this morning. Now, we got a little insight as to her background. She's coming from a background without no gold spoon or anything of that sort. But we are now getting into some of her accomplishments to date. And I don't want to spend time on your education and I went to school today and I don't want to go there. I want to head to straight into where we are right now. Some of the things that you are dabbled in, some of the contributions that you've made on the youth network areas. So let's get into that. From your acquiring of your bachelor's degree in business management, entertainment, and of course, media industry, you did all of that. And so take me from there now and take me to some of the positions that you've held to date. And let's lead up to where your new appointment and some of the things that you plan to do now that you've gotten this appointment. So welcome back, Anya.
Thank you. So in 2013, I was employed under the NICE program within the Office of the Prime Minister as a volunteer program secretary. Mm. And during that same year, I was able to solidify a position as the volunteer coordinator for St. Lucia for the Caribbean Premier League. And I have been employed with them since then. I was the youngest person on the team. I was 21 at that age, and I was responsible for over 100 people, most of them twice my age. So I think it was at that point my leadership skills were nurtured, my leadership abilities were exploited, and I think it was at that point that led to every other thing that I'm involved in now.
Right.
I was then employed at the Canivet Primary School for a very short while, and in 2017, I got a job at the Simisha Social Development Fund, where I'm at still, mm-hmm. as first the private sector liaison officer, then the resource mobilization officer. Mm-hmm. I was also given the responsibility to coordinate programming and the flagship program at the SSDF now, mm-hmm. which was one that I developed 3 years ago, is called the Our Boys Matter program.
Oh, gosh.
And that program is a unit program. It targets secondary school boys who are living in poverty, whose educational abilities are affected because of their socioeconomic means of background. So that program provides educational assistance to boys, comprehensive assistance to boys, as well as psychosocial support to the boys and their families to ensure that when they leave secondary school, they graduate job ready and they can support their family and not afford, well, of course, break the cycle of poverty that resides within their family.
Can I share something with you, Anya?
No problem.
I looked through your bio, when I looked to the profile, and I saw that part. That was the point that, and I mean, I was excited when I saw everything else, but this was the one point that really sealed the deal with me this morning into the excitement that I had. And that's when I think I posted a thing under your thing and I said, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, wow.
Because it was at that moment that I said, this child is speaking my language. Because I've always maintained, and I'm not a feminist. I wouldn't say that I'm a feminist. I'm a human development personnel. That's how I see it. And over the years, I find we have had so many things that is targeted at our ladies. And I don't have a problem with it. I welcome all of it. But I was beginning to think that our men, our young boys, were beginning to be left out of the whole mix. And when I saw you singled out that thing, and you went on even more so to create a program designed or geared towards that, that really did speak to me. And I want to commend you on that big time, darling. That
yes,
was a very
course,
good move.
That would have been inspired, of course, by, well, our two main sponsors. And, of course, my background, where I came from, knowing the struggles and
exactly
creating an opportunity for persons who I left in these communities to come out just as successful, even more successful as I am. So, I mean, when you're involved in social and human development and, of course, youth development or development of any sort, one thing, once you're in it for the good reasons or there is an innate desire to pursue that field, mm-hmm. you tend to gravitate towards opportunities or explore opportunities, create opportunities for persons who need the assistance because they don't ordinarily know how to reach out for it.
Right.
And there are not many available to them. So
that's right.
So anything that, I think about how it betters somebody's life, how they are able to get out of poverty, they're in that circle.
Wonderful. Now, for the benefit of, before we move on from that note, what can you give us a little roundup as to the success of that program? Is it making strides?
It has been extremely successful. In the very first year of the program, when we launched the program, mm-hmm. we had almost 40% of the boys deciding to leave the secondary school to go into the care. I'm not sure if you're familiar with care.
Yes, I am.
I am. So care is a center where they focus on technical.
So it's definitely been reaping the results.
It is definitely we have a set of boys graduating this year from care with the CDC certification, which makes them an entrepreneur automatically.
Wow.
And the first job ready, because the success rate at care is very high.
That is
something that we need to correct as a society, the stereotype attached to care, because care is a very good institution and it promotes great learning abilities and alternative pathways for people who are not able to just move with the traditional school system that mm-hmm. exists today. So it's an opportunity for boys and girls who need a skill.
That's wonderful. Now, that is one thing, and this definitely gets some praise, at least from my side. I really want to commend you on that one, you and your team. Now, let's go on to what happened from there. We're almost like 11 minutes now. We've got 11 minutes left. And
all
we've got lot to fit into that. So let's go, let's rope into some of the other things, some of the other roles that you've played to date.
Most definitely. So I will just run through it.
Yes.
I was elected as the chairperson of the OECS Supervisory Network last year. Among a few other original colleagues, I was listed as the person who they thought was most fitting to be the chairperson. We are currently developing a strategic plan to promote youth development and to enhance youth capabilities, youth skill set within the entire OECS region. Last year, January, I was voted in again as the Caribbean Regional Youth Council Vice Chair responsible for resource mobilization. And that is like the umbrella body for all national youth councils within the Caribbean region.
Wow. You go, girl. Wow.
And of course, all of these would have been opportunities or doors that opened from my involvement in the National Youth Council.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, I was voted in as the first vice president of the National Youth Council. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have made a lot of airwaves since then with representing young people both nationally, regionally, and on international forums,
mm-hmm.
coordinating programs with my colleagues as well in the National Youth Council that seeks to empower young people and, of course, their families,
mm-hmm.
because we believe that youth development is not really going to strive without social development, meaning developing the entire young person and their family as well. So we have done activities that have led to that.
Wow.
And, of course, like I mentioned earlier, one of the flagship programs that we are going to be launching is an I Am Woman campaign,
mm-hmm.
which empowers young women,
mm-hmm.
Speaks to the issues affecting young women. Mm-hmm. And at the end of this entire campaign, which I must say, or I should probably say now, that it is going to be held under the patronage of Her Excellency Dame Paulette Nwezi.
Awesome.
And it is going to be an exciting campaign, and we're expecting to, at the end of that campaign, to create a women's policy document that will present to policymakers, present to government agencies, as well as intergovernment organizations and interdevelopment organizations, so that, of course, women issues can be addressed in a more pragmatic way.
Oh, I'm happy you went there, but we don't have time to go there. I need a whole other day with
crop.
You.
Yes, the cream of the crop is the National Community Foundation, I guess, that is what you're... Because that is what you all introduced me as on the flyer.
Right. So now you have been not to mention you've been a volunteer coordinator of the Premier League for since its inauguration. So definitely your pattern has been consistent, and I guess the results of your appointments keeps being recognized, because you keep getting, you know, slotted and slated and voted in for higher posts and as you go along. So I am not going to ask if it was successful or what your reign was in those various positions. It definitely speaks to itself in terms of the additional appointments you keep getting as a result of that. So I definitely know you are a woman that you're putting the work. You get it done.
Most definitely.
Wonderful.
And I think too that last year, August, I completed a Women in Politics Leadership Institute program with the U.S. Embassy. There were 27 young women from a pool of over 100 women that applied. Wow. Senusha had the largest delegation, eight of us. All right, so wow. We completed that program, and I think that would have inspired the appointment of of me as the chairperson or the youngest chairperson to the board of directors of the National Community Foundation.
You definitely made history. Congratulations, darling.
Thank you very much.
Youngest person to have made or have been appointed to that post. Tell me, what does that mean for you, and what are some of the things that you think needs to be done and that you can effect or you hope to try to effect holding that position?
It definitely means a lot. It means a lot for me as a young person who is trying to inspire so many other young people to never give up on their dream, never give up on anything. And when you least expect something to happen, that's when you're supposed to stay motivated. And there is a saying that success meets opportunity. Success is where preparation meets opportunity. So continue to prepare yourself for success. It also means for the young people within the inner city communities that don't feel like they have any hope to just pursue your dreams, stay positive, keep a positive mindset, explore opportunities that's going to empower you, and of course, make your livelihood better. Nothing is too small to achieve, and if your dream does not scare you, then it means that you're dreaming too small.
Right.
Always take advantage of challenges that are going to make you a better person and are, of course, going to make you break barriers in the process.
Absolutely. So, again, what's some of the plans that you have? What are some of the things that you think needs to be effected? And you have been in the field growing along, and like you said, coming from where you're coming from, you have quite an extensive experience, first-hand experience as well. So you are very well placed. Plus, you are very young, so it means you can relate better. You know the language of the younger people. So what are some of the things you think you can be able to effect whilst you're holding that position?
For those persons who do not know what the NCF or National Community Foundation is, apart from boosting the annual telephone, it's really a social development organization that seeks to help provide assistance to people that are indigent and poor or underprivileged.
Right.
Two of the main pillars are really education and health. So for me, now that we are experiencing education and health. So for me, now that we are experiencing some economic turmoil, the whole COVID situation, we know for certain that poverty has been exacerbated. So I definitely want to explore avenues to increase the number of persons that benefit from the services that the National Community Foundation provides.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many persons that cannot access education because of a lack of means. And so education is one of those as a main priority on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to expand the services to many more people that need the services at the end of my 3-year tenure. We will be celebrating 20 years as an organization next year, so definitely that is something that we must celebrate in a way that's going to benefit as many solutions as possible.
That is so amazing. Child, you've just, you know, you hit me hard there this morning. You know, I wasn't expecting that. Honestly. You hit me real hard there this morning. I wanted to go back. There was something you said, and I wanted to go back there, and it just slipped my thought. But let's take a word from the sponsors again. They're due for another break, another highlight. So we're going to take a word from them again, and then we will come back. And when we come back, I would like us to, we're going to be wrapping up anyways. So let's take a word from them, and then we'll be back. Hopefully, where I was going, we'll jump back in my head by then. So we'll be back.
There's never a bad time to feel good. At Quartz, we've got all you need to make your home more comfortable and enjoyable, all at the best prices. Save on electronics and smart devices. Great deals on furniture and appliances. Get it now with Ready Finance, and we'll pay your first and last installments. So it's all about feel good days. Brought to you by Quartz, bringing value home. Conditions apply.
Love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
And we are back with 2 minutes to spare. We are back with 2 minutes to spare. What a wonderful conversation. I should have started this conversation earlier. I am no mad at myself, but I'm sure with you now holding that position, we'll have other reasons where we need to interact and shed some more light on some of the beautiful things that you're doing. So I'm not worried at all. We're going to get an opportunity. So we're about to round up this point right here. No, I know what it is. Look, it just got back. You are coming from a background, Anya, and this is perfect because this is a lovely way to wrap up, to inspire especially our young people that are listening. I'm not singling out right now to just young women, but all of our persons that are listening right now. You were coming from a background where finance was not readily available, but yet still you were able to make it up to such a level, at this higher level now where you at. So I want you to speak to the fact that, because a lot of people tend to limit their success or their growth or their accomplishment in relation to the financial ability to do so. Now, you didn't have that luxury, but here you are trending, doing it, and you were definitely able to get up to the ladder and get yourself in a position now where you're at a policy-making position that can help to enhance where it is you're coming from. So yes. Persons who are coming or who are definitely in this zone and this background right now, who tend to believe that, all right, we don't have a chance at this, to make a change or to make a difference, speak to them for me this morning as in wrapping.
Right. So I would have said earlier that take advantage of many opportunities that you get. Mm-hmm. And I would say that because I think I got my break when I did the Miss Intelligent Pageant in 2016 and I won. I was awarded a scholarship.
Right.
So this is the point at which I knew, yeah, that was my break. Mm-hmm. I got an education, and education is definitely the way out of poverty for those who do not know it. So after Louis said it, and he was right when he said that. So Take advantage of opportunities that present themselves to you. How you imagine things don't always work out, but sometimes work out better in the end. And of course, you need to stay grounded, stay motivated, stay hopeful, stay optimistic, always do your best. Focus on making yourself a better person. Always help people whenever you can, because whenever you give, you get back, of course, tenfold in return. So I don't know what more I could say, how else I could say it, but stay motivated. You need that intrinsic motivation, especially. Don't fall prey to what you see on the internet. Everybody tells the story that they want you to know, want you to hear. Just find yourself, find something that motivates you, find a goal, dream big, and just work towards it.
And that is so amazing. Anya, you were certainly an inspiration and a surprise at that this morning. I was not expecting this conversation to go down like this. I'll be very honest with you. And I am happy. You touched me this morning, girl. You did.
I'm happy. You just need to say that.
And you were so well-spoken. And what made this conversation even a little, because I'm thinking she's young. All right, it's going to be a little happy. Let me tell you honestly, I've been real this morning as real as it gets, because we get to that point. I say, oh, she's young. I'm going to have to do a lot of coaxing and things this morning. I don't like that.
Comes with experience as well.
Let me tell you about that, girl. You put me some flat there this morning. You give me a little shake up there and I tell you, watch yourself. You get me? And I am very happy. I am happy, and I'm very happy, you know, that we were able to be able to see that background that you came from, and you were so proud to let us know that this is where it was, and you didn't keep that part out. So it really did enhance the conversation this morning. And I'm sure, I'm not asking, like they say, the Jamaicans say, me not ask Christ this morning. I know for a fact, and I am going to make sure I keep reposting that particular thing for our young people, because I really do believe they need to hear from persons like yourself, understand, see the journey, and know that it's possible. You are an inspiration. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. And I can only see, there's no limit where you're concerned. There's none.
Thank you. I just need to say, Maureen, that I have always been one of your biggest fans.
We need to hang out one day at least one day. We need to
when I go to events and you there, I'm like, hey, watch my girl sexy Maureen. I was talking to my friend or to myself. You have always been one of your fans,
baby.
Maureen, and I'm happy that you have been the one to interview me. And it would have been lovely if you were doing it in person, but you understand the circumstances, and I was extremely happy to be the guest this morning. Thanks to you, thanks to Tammy and the rest of those at RCI.
Wonderful. Don't worry, I'm finding you. Now I know that is my. I can speak with you. You're a young lady. I can speak. I can see. I like people I can speak with. I can speak with you.
Most definitely.
We definitely might have a glass of wine sometime and have a nice little chat. And keep at it, girl. You got this. I love it. I love this.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Definitely will. Oh, okay. Well, girl, you just brighten up the whole day there. You think it's just in?
That's good.
You keep going, girl.
Thank you.
And you are well placed, and I'm happy that you are well placed. You're divine. You're divine. You know why you're divine? Because you've got the language. You've got the language because you're coming from the exact position. Now, normally they say sometimes it's only a butterfly could tell a caterpillar that it will get better.
Right. Who feels it knows it?
I think this is exactly the position. And that makes you very, very, very instrumental and very powerful in that light. And you're actually using it in that regard. And this is what is beautiful. Have an awesome day, Anya.
Thank you very much.
You're beautiful. Thank you. Wow. No, she surprised me for real. Honestly, she dripped me up there this morning. I said, oh gosh, Tammy, give me a little spring chicken there this morning. I go out to do a lot of coaxing. This child is well spoken. She knows exactly what she's about. Listen, I almost didn't get a word in there this morning. I love it. Have an awesome day, darling. She speaks, oh gosh. You see why this program inspires me and lifts me up on a Tuesday morning? All right.